Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
Here is your morning brief for Tuesday, May 24th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Russia is moving to tighten its hold over parts of Ukraine that are occupied by Moscow, Ukrainian officials say. The Russian Defense Ministry says it has hit command posts and ammunition depots in several settlements along the Donbas front line. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is warning that fighting is set to intensify. U.S. births increased last year for the first time since 2014, according to provisional data from the CDC. The figures indicate that a decline in births, or baby bust, during the pandemic was smaller than expected. The nation's births still remain at historically low levels after peaking in 2007 and then plummeting during the recession that began at the end of that year. Samsung Group says it plans to invest over $350 billion in businesses, including chips and biopharmaceuticals, in the next 5 years. The South Korean conglomerate also plans to target other next-generation technologies, where global competition is intensifying. Markets in Asia ended lower, and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures fell, possibly putting the S&P 500 index on track to open near bear market territory. The declines were driven in part by a sell-off in tech stocks after Snap issued a profit warning. Investors will be watching new home sales figures due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.